Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Joshua. This Mass is being offered for Dan Costigan.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to Shebna, master of the palace, I will thrust you from your office and pull you down from your station. On that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and gird him with your sash and give over to him your authority. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. When he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. I will fix him like a peg in a sure spot to be a place of honor for his family. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How inscrutable are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has given the Lord anything that he may be repaid? For from him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been asked a dangerous question? A question that has consequences? A question that you can't avoid answering? If I do it, will you do it? Honey, does this dress make me look fat? Will you marry me? Is it time to have another kid? These kind of questions that are dangerous. They're dangerous because you have to commit to something. But you can't just avoid it or run away from it, but it's asking something of you. See, in this gospel today, we heard three questions, three answers given. That it begins, Jesus asks this very safe question. Who do other people say that the Son of Man is? Who do other people say, oh, he's a prophet, it's Elijah? I think often as Catholics, we're tempted to live our life on this level of questions. Questions that ask us about a theological concept. Questions that ask us about what do other people think. We can think about the people we hear about in the news, the people we see on social media. What do they think about Jesus? All these questions that are external to us. Questions that don't really get to the heart. Questions we can just stay safe, that we don't have to commit to anything. Questions they don't ask of us anything. But notice how Jesus doesn't let it stay there. No, then he turns to his apostles and says, but who do you say that I am? But who do you say that I am? Sure, they'll think what they think. They can say what they say, but who do you say that I am? Just imagine that moment for a second. That Jesus standing before you asking you that question. We don't get a hint if there was any sort of pause, any sort of hesitation in the disciples. Did they kind of glance at each other? Who is going to say something? Who is going to step forward? But then Peter, with confidence, with boldness, says, "You are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." Peter's committing to something. He's saying, this man that I've known, this man that I've walked with, this man that I saw multiply the loaves and the fishes, this man that I saw walk on water, this man who called me out of my boat to come and follow him. Then I'm going to say something that if I said it about anybody else in the world would be blasphemy. If I called anyone else God who's ever been around, I'd be wrong. It'd be the wrongest thing you could ever say. But this man that I've seen, this man I've known, I've now come to believe that this is actually the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. Peter is committing to something. There's nothing safe about that answer. But is that the kind of answer we're willing to give to the Lord? Is that the answer we're willing to give to the Lord? Because in my own life, I've come to realize this isn't just the kind of question you answer once. Like, I can think back to when I was in high school starting to grow in my faith, and I've been content to have my faith be pretty safe, pretty to myself. It was kind of just what I did, but I was starting to be asked to step into roles of leadership and have to get in front of other people and talk about the Lord, and it suddenly was this question, Lord, who do I actually say that you are? Who do I actually believe you to be, Lord? Or as I was discerning the seminary, thinking about committing my life and heart to Jesus as a priest. Lord, if I don't really believe you're God, if I don't really believe you're the Savior of the universe, then why would I do this? Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? But that's only two questions. And I said there was a third question being asked. You see, the question we don't actually see written is the question of Peter's own heart, of Simon Peter's own heart. There's also the question of our own heart. That when we look to the Lord, wondering, Lord, actually, who do you say that I am? Lord, who am I in your sight? Who am I in your eyes, Lord? And notice, when Peter is willing to take this step in faith, to take this risk, to answer this dangerous question, what happens in response? What does Jesus do? Well, first he blesses him. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. But then he does more than that. He says, and I say that you are Peter, that you are the rock. That Peter wasn't a name that people used before this. It'd be like naming someone tree, which people might do these days, but back then, Peter wasn't a name. But he says, no, I believe that you are rock, and on this rock I will build my church. That Jesus is speaking to Peter his deepest identity, how the Lord sees him, not how the other apostles might see him, not how he even sees himself, but no, how the Lord truly sees him. Because, I mean, if you've been following Peter's saga, Peter doesn't actually seem like much of a rock. He seems to kind of do the dumb thing and say the wrong thing. Later on, he would even deny the Lord. He doesn't seem like a stable foundation, at least in our eyes. But the Lord sees him. The Lord knows him. The Lord speaks to his heart his deepest identity. And we're willing to take that risk, to step in faith, to declare, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God. The Lord then, in turn, wants to speak to us. Or then, in turn, invites us into how he sees us. I remember right before my senior year of high school, as I was beginning to discern the seminary, and there were kind of all these things going on in my life and in my prayer, I was on a retreat. It's a time away, and we had a time in silence just to pray. And I was kind of at a loss for what to do in this time of prayer and was just kind of sitting there, but I felt the Lord prompting me to open up my Bible. So I took my Bible and just kind of flipped it open to a random page and opened up to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. My eyes fell on verse 24. It was a verse that I knew well. I had underlined. It's a verse where St. Paul says, "In the race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize. Run so as to win." And I knew this verse. I'd been a runner in high school. I even ran in college. But this verse spoke to me in that moment. I heard the Lord speak in the quiet of my heart. "Joshua, the only way to run so as to win is to run as I'm calling you to run. You've been taking your competitiveness that you have for academics and sports and all these things, and you've been trying to be the best Christian. You've been trying to live your faith so others see it, but I don't want you to be the best Christian. I just want you to be mine. I just want you to be mine." And in that moment, I heard the Lord speaking to me of just who I was in his eyes, that I was his, that I was his beloved in a way that I had not encountered before. And over the years since, the Lord continues to speak, but how he sees me, how I am his son, how I'm his beloved son. And he wants to do that for you as well. Because it's not enough for just us to declare that Jesus is Lord. He actually wants to speak to us about who we are in him, to live from this place of knowing authentically who we are in his sight. And this is always personal, just like it was for Peter that he was the rock. That he wants to speak to you personally, in the quiet of your heart, how he sees you and the unique and personal love that he has for you. And I recognize maybe you've never heard that before. Maybe that's something that sounds foreign or strange. Well, my invitation for you today is to stop playing it safe. To not play it safe with the Lord. Because nearly nobody wins when you play it safe. No, the Lord has so much more for you. The Lord has so much more for you. He's ways he wants to speak to your heart. He's ways he wants to move in your life and bless you and bless those around you. Bless you so that you can be a blessing. But nobody wins if we play it safe. If we're not willing to step forward like Peter and say, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you really are the Messiah, that you really are my Savior, the one who can save me from my sins, the one who can save me from myself, the one who can bring me into new life that you promised to me, that you are the living God." And so that's never a prayer you've made before, never something you've said before. I invite you in this Mass today to speak that from the heart, to pray that to the Lord. "Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe," and even maybe if it feels like there, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help the ways I'm struggling to declare that you are Lord in my life. The ways I'm struggling to declare you are Lord in my life in the midst even of the challenging circumstances I'm in." And then once we declare that and pray that, actually then listening, allowing the Lord to speak to your heart, allowing the Lord to bless you, allowing the Lord to invite you into the more that he has for you. Because Jesus wants to speak to you. He wants you to know his love. He wants you to know who you are. So that like Peter, we can walk by faith. Like Peter, we can follow the Lord even to death. And like Peter, we can proclaim Jesus to all that we meet. So open your heart to him tonight. Declare him as Lord. Allow him to speak to your heart about who you are in his eyes. And stop playing it safe. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial of the Father, through him all things were made.
With confidence in our Heavenly Father's love and care for us, we turn to him with all of our prayers.
For the Holy Father, successor to Saint Peter, may God bless him, sustain him, and protect him from all evil. Let us pray to the Lord. For those elected by their people to govern and lead them, and for all who hold positions of authority, let us pray to the Lord. For those who struggle to provide for their basic needs each day, and for all facing challenging circumstances, let us pray to the Lord. For those gathered here, as we receive the Eucharist this day, may Jesus form us into his holy people. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are ill or injured, that God may build up strength within them, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead, may they rejoice forever in heaven with all the angels and saints, especially James Dunn, Mary Ellen Dolan, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you all of these prayers and all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. We make them all through Christ our Lord. Amen.
sick anywhere, and then my Lord and companion, he filled my waiting soul. Alleluia, alleluia, for God has made me whole. I have been anointed with the song of the Lord, a song of love and compassion, a song to set me free. God is my rock of salvation, a beacon for my soul. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, amen. Praise to the rock and the wellspring, creator of my soul.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord, who gained for yourself a people by adoption, through the one sacrifice offered once for all, bestow graciously on us, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace in your church, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that, from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again,
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, your spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Thomas and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants, Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
I am the bread of life. 945.
Amen. Strength, such a light as shone.
Let us pray. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of your mercy, and graciously perfect and sustain us, so that in all things we may please you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Let us send forth number 742, the Church's One Salvation Foundation. 742.
Greetings, I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.